Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And this week we are joined by Laura and Alex from Astro Huns.
Hello.
Thanks very much for coming out all the way out. I know it wasn't, and it's the first fucking rainy day of June.
We're not having a belter.
No,
we're definitely not. Less of a belter.
We were literally having a drought, and now like you just had to come over in the rain. Sorry about that. Carly, you met the girls at the park one day, and they invited you into their van. So let us tell us.
Get in the van. No, so this is a bit. I feel like this is a kismet event, right? Because we're a canon event, as TikTokers are saying nowadays, girls. I've been all over it. I keep saying to my fam, it was a canon event.
What the fuck is a canon event?
It's something that had to happen for your life to work out the way that it has now.
Gotcha.
So it's like, I was like to my dad, because like his dad passed away quite like 66. And I was like, see when granddad died? He was like, yes. And I was like, that had to happen. A canon event. He was like, okay. It's like, that's one way of explaining pulmonary fibrosis.
For sake.
He's like, I don't think it was that. I was like, it was a canon event. It's what it is. But I was, so love to go to the markets, big market girl. Love that for me, exactly. Big market girl. Love that little sausage hut.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my God. Guys, yeah, if you're dreaming about that.
Dreaming about that every weekend, I wake up and I'm like, I wonder if I could just somehow dash over to Bushy Park so I can. These fucking sausages, Jen, they're off the charts.
It's the best sausage roll I've had in my life.
Ever. They're like proper bread, like good bread roll, good quality bread roll. And the sausages are just phenomenal. And they're not, like, they stuff them. Like, they're good and they're hefty.
Nice.
Yeah, you'd like it. Yeah, it's very good.
Okay.
So I was deciding between going to St. Anne's Park or going to Bushy Park. And I went on to the Bushy Park Market's Instagrams. And I saw that user there. And I was like, I really want to go and see them. Yeah. And I was like, sausages and the gals, absolutely, sign me up. So I went and I was like, the whole time I was in the car, I was like, I'm actually really excited because I haven't seen any like astrology pop-ups. I haven't seen anything like cool like that.
Yeah.
And so I was buzzed. So that's why when I came over to you, I was like, oh, I am a fucking freak.
You were super casual coming over as well.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, I just happened to stumble across.
No, I absolutely did not. It was like stalking me.
You were being an actor. Trying to be killed. Be killed, Carla, be killed.
Acting. So yeah, so I saw you guys and I was like, this is cool, but I didn't realise you did like the readings part of things and everything else. So that is how I found you guys, but why don't you tell us about like number one, how you started and why you started and what's crack, like what's the buzz?
Yeah, so I kinda started about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So like I was bored during lockdown.
Yeah.
I wrote an astrology book. It was kind of more for myself than anyone else, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna try publish this. And then like I was getting on to different publishers and hearing nothing. I still haven't got the book published, so if anyone has contacts,
<You're right>,
slide into my DMs.
Absolutely fantastic book, by the way.
But yeah, one of the publishers was like, oh, you kind of need like a social media presence, and I was like, oh, fuck this. So I like just created an Instagram. It was like, oh yeah, you know, I have an Instagram, and like there was nothing on it, so I don't know like who I thought I was fooling with that, but like then it just kind of went from there. Like I just, he was like, yeah, you need to grow this more.
Yeah.
So
they pushed you to start following.
Yeah, so yeah. I was just like doing that constantly, and I was getting more and more into it, and then it kind of grew from there, and then I met Alex, and
so you guys didn't know each other before?
No.
So you started the Instagram independently, mm-hmm. and yeah. then you guys met through Instagram?
Through
Bumble. Nice.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm an astrologer, I'll tell you your sign.
Yeah, I was kind of getting into astrology before I met Laura.
Oh, cool.
Just on my own, and like, again, like, it was so overwhelming to try and get into it, because there's so much with it.
It's so overwhelming.
Yeah. And like, I feel like a lot of the resources were like very like high level, and like, I can't understand what you're saying in plain English. So like, I got obviously more into it then when I met Laura, like, she's able to explain things and break it down a lot more for me. So like, I suppose that's my only input.
So did you study, or what was like, what was your, like, have you always been into it? Like, what's been, what was your, canon event? What was your start?
It was kind of funny. Like, one day I was just like, I am going to be that astrology girly for the crack. Like, I had no knowledge of it before. And I was just like, it'd be gas to be like.
The astrology gal.
Yeah.
Love it.
Brilliant.
And then I started like reading about my own sign. I was like, I kind of fuck with this. Like, yeah. This
matches me.
Yeah. And then like one of my friends told me about birth charts, and then like I found out about my Virgo moon, and I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah. And I was just kind of hooked from there. Like, and then like I kind of had some health shit going on, and like, the astrology kind of gave me something else to focus on.
Yeah.
Like, I always feel like astrology finds you when it's supposed to.
Yeah, I feel that too. Because I think it's, like, we're three Virgo moons here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anxiety is real.
What the fuck is a Virgo moon? See, now, so this is, listener, if you're obviously like, what the fuck is going on here? I'm on the same page, just so, like, I did, for the first time, like, learning about all this, so you will have to speak in, like, layman's terms, I suppose, for the majority of the listeners and for myself. Otherwise, I'm going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Because I think it's, like, it's a way of being, like, a witchy girly without having to be, like, full on. Witchy girly.
I feel like this sort of stuff comes around when you're having a bit of a spiritual awakening as well. Doesn't it? Because I have looked at stuff, but I'm just like, it starts getting into, like you say, you're looking at these people, but they're talking to you as if you already kind of know the basics, and you don't. Like, they start talking about houses and all this fucking stuff. Birth chart. I don't know if I was born at 5/2/6 or 5/6. It's very specific, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm just like, I need somebody to, like you, Alex. Yeah, exactly. I just need somebody to explain what is going on. So like, at a basic level, and you mentioned your Instagram, just before we move on, that's 25k followers. Yeah, that's a big fucking following.
I'd be like, yeah, publisher.
Put the fucking work into that.
Fucking hell, that's a big one. And I've seen some of your recent posts, and like I said, I'm completely new coming into this. I only followed just the other day. But you're like, happy birthday to a celebrity, and you have all of their signs, and like, it's really interesting to just kind of look at specific little things about a person, and it's funny, like, because I was always just like, I'm a Sag, I'm not. Apparently I have like Cancer moon. Am I a Cancer moon?
I think you're a Cancer moon. Leo rising, so it's very
I'm a Leo rising as well.
Leo rising, my sister's
a lot of connections.
My sister's a Leo rising. You guys present yourself so different
to what
to your signs. Yeah, it's mad.
So tell us basic level again for the gobshites of the astro world. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what does the whole rising, how does it all fall into, like, the time you were born, the place you were born, the day, all the year, that kind of, obviously it all falls into, birth charts are different from just a star sign, like.
Yeah, so like, so basically your star sign is, that's what most people know.
Yeah.
That's like, to break that day and what that means, that's also known as your sun sign.
Right.
So that's the constellation that the sun was passing through at the time you were born.
Yeah.
So like, then you have like, say your moon sign, that's the constellation the moon was passing through when you were born.
Right.
So it's like all the different planets, what constellation they were passing through.
Right.
Is where you get these signs from. your rising sign's a bit different. It's a bit more complicated to explain and people kind of get it mixed up a lot.
Right.
So people think that like your rising sign is like the mask you wear in public.
Yeah, it's like how you quote unquote present yourself.
Yeah, no, that's not. Okay, cool. That's not what it is. Like
off I go. Like,
no, because a lot of astrologers say that and it's like, that's bullshit. Stop putting like false information out there, and then people take that and they run with it, and it's just like, that's not what it is. Like, so your rising sign is the sign that was on the eastern horizon when you were born.
Oh.
So this is where time comes into it. So like the time that you were born, so like say if you were born at sunrise, your rising sign is going to be in the same sign as your sun, because the sun was on the horizon line.
Okay.
So it all breaks down then. It's kind of every 2 hours or so your rising sign changes. And then, so that kind of, it is linked with things like physical appearance and like it can be the first impression you give off, but it's not always. Like I'm a Sagittarius.
Outwardly present yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm a Sagittarius rising. I don't feel like I come off that way.
No.
Like.
I mean, I think you do in private, but.
In private, yeah. But like to say it's the mask you wear in public.
Yeah,
I'm fair. Fucking, my anxious Virgo moon is coming through strong. Like, like it's not always the impression you give off in public.
Yeah.
So what your rising sign basically is it dictates your view of the world. And so that's like...
That explains a lot more.
Yeah, so
it's
Aquarius
like, rising. Yeah, so okay. That explains... No, because you know, because I was like, I don't feel like I present myself...
Like an Aquarius?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not like, I'm very direct, not that kind of airy-fairy. I'm quite decisive, do you know, that kind of way? I was like, I've never really... I was like, I don't really see that. I see it in other things, like in like positivity and energy and kind of like coming across as distant and, you know, non-committal and that kind of stuff, that I can be that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like, it's a weird one. But yeah, anyway, continue.
But yeah, it's like, because your rising sign dictates like how the houses are mapped out. So like the houses basically will show where each of the planet's energy show up for you in your life. So obviously that's like the map for your entire view of the world then, because it's like the different areas in your life that when how those energies are presenting themselves. So it's just like it's so much more than just like the mask you wear.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
like the houses are a bit more complicated to explain as well. Like
I don't worry, you don't have to. We're not gonna be like, what's number one house? What's number two?
Yeah.
What does the 10 house mean?
But like I find the easiest way to kind of understand the houses is often the vibe is similar to each of the signs. So like there's 12 houses, there's 12 signs.
Yeah.
So say the first sign is Aries, the first house is gonna be similar to the Aries vibe.
Okay.
Second house is Taurus.
Yeah.
Like it on and so on like that. So I think houses are where a lot of people get thrown and confused.
That's
with
where
astrology.
They give up. That's where
yeah.
I gave up anyway
yeah.
when I was trying to figure it out.
It did take me a while to wrap my head around them as well. Like it is.
So get a reading off you. Is
yeah.
that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Exactly. That's it. That's all you have to do.
Exactly.
So I got a reading when I was asked.
Yeah.
I have my little pamphlet here now.
Before you, we move on though. Okay, so you said the rising sign. Then there's three.
Mm-hmm. They're your big three, yeah.
They're your big three. So there's rising.
Sun and moon.
Sun is your rising is where the sun was on the horizon when you were born.
Yeah, yeah.
Your
sun, so that's more of a point than an actual
right.
planet.
Your sun is that like 30-day gap, 28-day gap where you
yeah,
were born.
Yeah,
and then the moon. So is that similar? Is that where the moon was on the horizon when you were?
So the moon is whatever constellation the moon was in when you were born. So say like we're all, the three of us are Virgo moons.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the moon was in the Virgo constellation.
When you were
born.
And is that a 2-hour thing as well or is that different?
It's kind of roughly every 2 days.
Oh, okay, so it's a bit more broad. You don't
yeah, the orbits
like...
are all...
See, this is the thing, when I go to look up my birth chart, I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I was born at, like, 8:57, or you know what I mean, like, if so, like, to say the fact that you're saying 2 hours kind of just like, all right, now okay, probably a bit yeah, more sure, like, what
there's
what
a
it
bit more
be.
Leeway than
yeah,
people
yeah.
think,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not like to the minute,
yeah.
See, I thought it was, I was like, shit, I don't fucking know.
They all move at different paces as well. Like,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, no,
yeah,
that's perfect.
Making it more complicated.
Yeah, no, that's
very
complicated.
So
yeah.
To reiterate, get a reading from Laurie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, tell us about your reading then, Carla, when you came across the gals.
Yeah, so I went for, so I know a lot about like my birth chart. Well, I think I thought I did until I talked to you. And I was vibing. So I ended up getting the personal planet reading, I think. Or which one did I get?
I don't remember now. I try to, like, once I've done a reading, kind of
forget about
shut
it.
Shut that off.
Yeah, no, you're dead right. So these are the, you do different kinds of readings. I'm just reading from your pamphlet that I have here in front of me. So there's the personal planet. Yeah, love a pamphlet. Personal planet readings, which I think I got. Full birth chart reading, which I didn't get because I was like, I actually
know it.
I know that one. The Zoom consultation, you do those guys too. So do you do readings in person as well as virtually, or what's your...
I've kind of just started doing that. So initially it was all online because I was like traumatized to meet people.
That was my input.
Yeah.
Just needed to go out into the public.
So yeah, I'm like, I do offer like in-person ones as well now. So I kind of break them up into readings and consultations.
Yeah.
So the readings are more to kind of break things down and explain it to people who don't understand their chart. And then the consultations are more for people who kind of have a little bit of a grasp of astrology and they're like, oh, I'm going through a breakup right now, can we work through this? And like, it's kind of almost like astrology therapy.
Yeah. But that's, I think that's another thing, because me and Jen, we've had a psychic medium on before. We're like, we are very open.
Yeah,
like I would say open, because I hate being like spiritual, but we're open to different, I suppose, not so normal ways,
possibilities of what like could,
what could be. But for me, I'm like, with astrology, it gets such a bad rap because of, you know, woman's way
and Mystic Meg
and all that other stuff. But I'm like if you, and I say this all the time, particularly my boyfriend is like the biggest, oh my god, he is like, he just doesn't believe in any, like nothing is like, he's like atheist to the bone, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Just everything, big Brit head on him, you know, like the Brits are never not at it, like, so it's just one of those things. But I'm like, how can you sit here and pretend that the moon doesn't control the tide? So talk to me about myself.
Yeah.
How do you pretend? I'm like, it is fucking solid.
And
where the fucking planets were.
That's funny.
How is that not going to influence who you are? How is that not going to influence anything about you? And that's my thing. I'm like, it's science.
See, that's funny because Tom, and I would say Adam is a big atheist as well, but he has said when it comes to the moon, he's like, wouldn't fucking be here if it wasn't for the, like, do you know,
yeah,
like the world would be in chaos if there was no moon.
But
so
Adam,
he's like
a conspiracy,
yeah,
so I think he's a little bit more leaning, do you know?
Yeah,
so I
yeah
think whether,
well, he does listen to the likes of like the scientists and stuff,
yeah,
on Joe Rogan, but but like when it comes to like cosmic,
yeah,
stuff,
cosmic
he
events
does open,
yeah,
to like, he is open to hearing about all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
not a complete naysayer then.
Not
yeah
a complete one when it comes to science and the scientists saying it.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't scientists, like, I don't know where we'd be.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
But
true.
I, like, people always say that, like, astrology is not science. But, like, it's all based on the planets,
yeah,
and the degrees and the angles that those planets are making to each other. Like, okay, yes, it's not scientifically proven, but it is science linked.
Yeah.
Mm.
And, like, I always find that people who say that they don't believe in astrology, they follow that up with like, oh, but like, I read my horoscope the
yeah
other day, and like,
yeah,
how could everyone have that same horoscope? And it's like, that is like saying you can make toast and you're a cook. Like, that is surface level astrology.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
As I said, that's like some, that's women's way. Someone who's a columnist and is like, Jesus, I better whack open like something and try and create what I can.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have been like, oh, well, I was a journo and I ended up having to do this and sub in or whatever. I'm like, sorry to let you guys know, the media are always lying to you, so yeah. I'm sorry to be the one to really hit this one up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they were like, no, we'll lie about everything else, but we're really going to protect the Australians from the horoscope section.
And
it's
actually
bread and butter here.
Do you know, like, years ago when it like that, you'd have your... Because we did this before, an episode on Patreon, a few years ago, yeah, on horoscopes, and I had a task to go out and get the papers to read the horoscopes to see, do you remember?
Yeah.
And like, I was not brought up, I wasn't told to believe this, but I used to base my personality off the horoscopes and the fucking Herald. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I used
age,
to be
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling sensitive.
knew it. And then I'd always read me, like, you know, me love interest kind of thing.
Yeah.
Knew it.
Yeah.
They line up. Grant.
Or
you'd
be frantically checking to see if they're matches. You'd be like,
yeah,
it's a Taurus.
I know.
That's not good for me.
Yeah. We all did that though.
Yeah. But even like horoscopes, they're really supposed to be more towards your rising sign.
Okay.
I would say. So like, people read them as their sun sign, they're like, oh no, that's a load of shite. But like, it's not really directed towards your sun sign. Or even if you're looking for like, oh, what's my crush's like horoscope today, you're more talking about like Venus signs there.
Yeah, because that's another thing. So there's the big three and the big six.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I said to you guys. I was like, I'd rather, because we're not gonna, you know, if you're really into astrology, love you, listener. Well, pop over to the gals's Instagram. You can come get all the resources and have a look at readings and all those other kind of things. But I suppose for people who are really kind of, because for as much as Tom is a naysayer, he's like, what does that mean? And I'm like, oh, it's real fucking interesting now. Yeah, that's really interesting. It's a dick. Yeah. And I find it gas because I'm like, no. But it helps me communicate with people.
Mm-hmm.
I find it helps me a lot more understand why they are the way that they are.
Yeah, I feel the same. Like, once I figure out like their sign, I'm like, okay.
I'm like, okay, now I can relate to you a bit more. Now I understand why you're kind of reacting this way.
It kind of makes you more like compassionate in a way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's okay. She's just a Capricorn. She's struggling. Like,
yeah.
It's literally like a diagnosis.
Yeah.
Like, bless them.
You know, because like when I find certain people's things, I'm like, that makes a lot more sense as to why this is the way that it is. Because I'm like, you're not really presenting that way. And then you like, it's the big three, and then you go into the big six, and that like, I think the six really kind of makes up a little bit more of the puzzle, if you will, of how to communicate, particularly with relationships. I think the six is a good one. So tell us about the six.
So the six is kind of like an extension of the big three. So your big three are included, that's your sun, moon, and rising, and then you have Mercury, Venus, and Mars in that as well. So these are the planets like that orbit closest to the sun. So the sun is kind of like the core of who you are, so obviously they're going to have a greater effect on who you are as well then. So like, Mercury is linked with your communication style, Venus is your approach to love and relationships, and Mars is like your energy, your passion, your drive. It's also linked with sex, so kinky.
Fabulous.
So yeah, because I have, well, I, again, from being on TikTok, I have the worst Venus, Mars, and Mercury
signs.
There's no bad signs.
Yeah, there's no bad signs, but there is signs that you don't particularly want. So like, my Mars is in Aries.
Okay.
Is that all the time though?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
How does that work?
You're born.
So like,
when you're born, right?
It's kind of like, your birth chart is a snapshot of where the planets were when you were born. So like, I kind of explain it as like, it leaves an imprint on your life.
Right.
But then obviously the planets keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world doesn't revolve around you. Life goes on, but it still leaves this imprint on you.
Okay.
So like, if your Mars is in Aries, that's how you express your energy. But Mars is going to keep moving, and that's going to influence everyone then. But that's kind of always the thread that's going through your life then.
Right. Okay.
And the reason why Aries isn't a good sign is because Aries is very combative.
Okay.
But
are.
I am very.
We just talked about you nearly milling the head off somebody trying to use an electric fucking charger in TGI Fridays.
I'm very principled. If I see something wrong, I'm not into it.
You're not into it.
And then say, for, so that's like the, so that's the way that I've always thought it is that the way that your Mars sign is kind of how you are in conflict as well. Mm-hmm. So how you can kind of how you deal with trauma and how you deal with conflict.
Mm.
So that kind of, that's always the way that I've seen the Mars sign. Because then on the flip side, you have your Venus sign. And my Venus is a Gemini.
Okay, that's a tricky one.
Yeah. And every time it's like ranking the signs, best places to have us. And it's like, where's Venus sign? Gemini. And I'm like, it's like, where's Mars sign? Aries. And I'm like,
I don't think Mars and Aries is a bad sign though. Because like, Mars rules Aries, so it's like
it's like the god of war is in war. Yeah. It's like, oh,
like that. Okay, yes, you can be like very
combative,
yeah. Mm. And like, I was trying to, like,
she's a Karen, just call her a Karen.
But you're also like, you've a lot of like passion and drive and energy to put into things, so it's not all bad. Like, as the same with Venus and Gemini, like, okay, yes, it can be a little bit tricky, but it's just that you're like exploring and like, you know, you like to.
She's so polite.
See, Gemini just likes, they just love to try
fuck
new
around.
Things.
Yeah, like, fuck around. Yeah,
but like, that doesn't mean that you're like not going to be in a relationship though. It just means that you like to keep things exciting in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So. Like, you're always trying to keep that spark going, so that's not necessarily.
That's you to a T, isn't it? It is you to a T, really.
I tell you now.
Show us his plans. Show us making plans. Yeah. Something me and Adam never have.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a reading off you after this. Right, and then what's your Mars then?
My Mercury is.
Oh, sorry,
Cancer.
Cancer.
Right. Yeah, same as you. Yeah.
We have a lot of the same.
What did you say? You're Cancer. Yeah. Cancer Sun. Yeah. And then Leo Rising and
Virgo Moon.
Virgo Moon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gas.
Yeah.
Where is it? Your Venus is in
Virgo. Yeah.
You know my chart better.
I know, but like, I know Tom straight off by heart as well.
Yeah.
He's like,
I studied the shit out of her.
Yeah.
I know, because I'm like
second day. Like.
Yeah.
Because he's a Scorpio, but he's got he's Libra rising, and I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense. And I'm like, and then his Venus is in Sag,
okay,
which makes a lot, because I'm like, I think a lot of our communication issues boil down to the fact that he's a lot more settled than I am, and I'm literally fucking wild all the time. So that was and I'm like, it makes sense.
But yeah. Like Venus in Gemini and Venus in Sag is a great.
Yeah, it's a great match, yeah, but you have to nail it. And I think we've been together for 10 years, and that's, I'm like,
yeah,
that's,
but that's
pretty
nailed. Yeah, that's what I mean. And I'm like, and it's so funny because all my friends who are like, I have two friends who have Gemini Venuses, and we're all very the same, like just fucking chaotic daters, just mental fuckers until, and then the minute that we find the person, it's just stuck like glue. And that's like the epitome of a Gemini Venus.
Yous are so matched, you and Tom.
And then it's just like once, and then it's just together. And that's it. Yeah. So
nice.
That one. I like the way you're like, that's actually quite a nice little placement.
So then, what does.
I always get excited when I see like a good match. I'm like, yes.
You're like, yes, looking good for you.
And Mercury, so we went through Mars and your Venus, right? What does the Mercury.
What does it do?
What
Mercury
does
is like it? Your communication style and how you learn and how you think. Mercury is like the closest to the sun, so it's always in like either the same sign as your sun or the one before or the one after. So like a lot of people would have like, so you both have like Cancer Sun, Cancer Mercury.
Yeah.
I'm Sagittarius Sun, Sagittarius Mercury. Like it's often the same.
Yeah.
So it's hard to kind of split those energies sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just means you basically communicate authentically because like who you are is your sun and you're communicating the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a good one because I suppose that kind of matches back to sun, because I feel like then with TikTok, sun signs got a really bad rep. Because everyone was like, your sun isn't you at all. Forget your sun, okay? It's the worst one. And I was like, oh, I didn't mind my sun.
Yeah.
But something that I find is really interesting as well is about your big six. So that's like your So you've got your communication, which is like your Mercury. Mm-hmm. You've got kind of how you are in conflict, I will say, or mm-hmm. like, I know it's a lot deeper than that, which would be your Mars. Then you have your how you are in love, which is like your Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Then your rising, which you've already, I'm not even going to try and encapsulate that. Then you have your moon, and moon signs are something I feel like not a lot of people know about. Like, because I remember I got really stuck on my rising and my sun. I kind of forgot about my moon until I learned. Then I was like, that's where the anxiety comes from.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And a Virgo moon placement is apparently the worst placement to have. And I was like, so I'm just really rocking around with a full shithouse of signs. Like, yeah.
I do feel like a moon in Virgo can be challenging though, but it's just about learning how to like deal with those characteristics as well.
Mm-hmm.
And like, not be so hard on yourself and like give yourself that break.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still struggling, but I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Remind me again, what does the moon kind of dictate?
That's like your emotional side, but
oh,
it's also
okay.
Like it's linked with other things as well, like it's where you find comfort and security. So say like Virgo would find comfort and routine, so if you're like triggered as fuck, you just need to like
settle down,
plan things out, and like that's how you settle yourself really.
Right.
Okay. And then it's also linked with like your mother and
yes, that's so
yeah.
cool. That's something that you also taught me about. So it's linked to, so say for instance, and we had this conversation, we'll just use Duff because
mm-hmm.
we know her.
We know
and you were saying, so I have a Virgo moon, and you said to me about my mom,
mm-hmm.
you were like, she's either, what is it, like really rigid?
Yeah, so it can kind of go either way. So like if you have a Virgo moon, your mom is going to be like either really perfectionist and hard on you, or it's just going to be completely like
obsessed.
Do whatever the
obsessed.
Fuck you want.
Yeah,
and, like,
exactly. That's not, and I was like, oh my god, that's my mom. And just chaos. And I was like, that's my
yeah.
mom.
Yeah.
So it's either that you're struggling with the perfection side of it, or you're looking for more.
Yeah,
structure.
Structure. Yeah,
yeah.
That
yeah.
would be.
Yeah,
that would
be.
That,
yeah.
That would be. Her
little side question: is there anything? Because I don't know if this is like more of the scientific side. There's a different word. There's astrology and then there's
astronomy.
I always
yeah.
get confused with them.
Yeah.
So I was about to ask about Mercury in retrograde. Does that feed into astrology or astronomy? Like what?
Like it's an astronomy thing as well. But yeah, like people talk about it more in terms of astrology.
Yeah.
So like.
Like the impact of it is more astrology.
Yeah. Yeah. So like a retrograde basically means that. It's like when two trains are passing each other and it looks like the other one is moving when it's not.
Right.
And so like it's the planet is passing by the Earth essentially, and it's looking like it's moving backwards, but it's actually an optical illusion.
Yeah.
So it's whatever is associated with that planet is kind of thrown off a bit. So say
so
like
communication.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, right.
So that's why people are always like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde, like
yeah
it, hits
it
the
is
thing,
like,
it
yeah.
tends to
yeah.
hit the fan, doesn't it, like
yeah.
there is like misunderstandings,
mm-hmm.
your laptop could be your phone breaks, like it's all kind
yeah.
of stuff like
yeah.
that.
It's hilarious. I always know when we're in like the shadow period or going into Mercury retrograde, I'm like, I hate going to work every day. I'm like, everything's going to go wrong. Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, so.
Or even like a few years ago, like Instagram went down and I was
yeah.
like, Mercury's in
retrograde.
Tell me astrology's not real.
Yeah. It does always seem to, there is quite a lot of coincidences for people who don't believe
yeah.
in like
yeah.
the retrograde thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is like, that's why everything is on fire. Just kind of
yeah.
like we'll be out of it soon.
Yeah.
So how often does it happen, or how long does it happen for, or...
So it's like 3 or 4 times a year.
I feel like it's like 12 times.
Constant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I genuinely do. And I'm like, and I feel like with Mercury in retrograde, it's just, there's no resolve really. Isn't that like,
you
that's
have to wait it out.
A very summarized version. Sometimes you like, that's why tech things go tits up. That's why
yeah.
it's like a period of no resolve.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's just
study.
A case of like slowing down and like taking your time with decisions and like not just jumping straight into things.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really not as bad a thing as people make it out to be. Like
mm-hmm.
there's nothing wrong with kind of slowing life down once in a while, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Just be aware of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when does it happen, the same time every year, or is it depends?
Roughly, yeah.
Okay.
But it would be like in different signs. So this year it's in earth signs, so it's going to be in like Virgo, Capricorn and Taurus, and then it kind of has an influence of those signs.
All right.
So like it would say if it was in Capricorn, it would have more of an influence on like communication within your working life.
Okay.
And things like that. But I always kind of break down those kind of things on the Instagram and like try and
understand it, yeah.
Keep it as simple as possible.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So yeah, you update us when we're in retrograde on your Instagram.
I'll
perfect,
let you know.
Grant.
Set notifications on.
That's all I want. Yeah, that's Grant.
Switch notifications.
Yeah.
On. Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
So I have to ask, because my interests are colliding today. All of them. And I don't know if you're Bravo people, if you're into the Bravo. Bravo verse.
You definitely are, Laura.
Real Housewives.
Yeah.
But we also had the Scandoval, which was like the biggest drama that's ever happened in Bravo history. I don't know if you watched Vanderpump Rules.
No. I watched like Real Housewives, so I know who
They are.
But I don't watch Vanderpump Rules.
And what I thought was really interesting was like looking up their signs, because I was like, why are you just such a like there's one guy and he's just, when I mean, oh my god, Tom Schwartz, for anybody who watches, he is like just the most non-committal, sit on the fence. He is a sextuplet Libra. His big six are in Libra.
Jesus.
How does that happen?
You hate Libra males, don't you?
I hate Libra men. Sorry, it's such a blanket statement, but I've never had a good relationship with a Libra man,
yeah,
in my life. And for some reason I always ended up dating them. I don't know why. And that's why it was so funny, because with Tom I was like, Scorpio, thank fuck. And then I was like, oh, of course, Libra rising.
You're like,
that's the con. Yeah, it's like, god damn it, I just want to get away.
I always think though, like when there's a sign that keeps coming up for you in your life, there's a reason for that.
Yeah,
like say it could be that you're lacking that area in your chart, or like you have a lesson to learn from that sign or something, and it's always one that you don't fucking like.
Yeah.
But like there's a reason you don't like it.
Oh,
so learn from it.
Yeah.
And he's always fucking teaching you lessons. Or trying shit in anyway.
Yeah, true.
Can't just fucking listen. He has to provide a solution.
Yeah, very, very true. Very. Yeah. She knows.
I know, yeah.
Jen's a big viewer. She's a big viewer of the show. Sometimes she says, she's like, this is great.
He's very involved, isn't he?
Yeah, she's like, look at him. But I find, so I love looking at that when there's like drama and like, you know, with the housewives as well. Do you have a favourite cast?
This is controversial, but I like Brandy.
Glamour?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're pissed.
Just because
are you okay?
She brings the fucking drama. Like it was dull as fuck for a while there, and she came in and just lit shit on fire.
And there's drama and there's chaos, and there's people that I don't think should be given a platform. So there's like different levels, but okay.
I just like, you're watching those shows for the drama. You're like, I don't want to be involved in this shit, but it's funny to watch. So like I think that's the Sag in me. I just love the chaos.
Yeah. real voyeur. Yeah.
That's me. That's
you, what you, and Jen, like, oh,
I just, yeah, I just like looking at the drama between you and Tom. Yeah.
That's actually so true. We little ourselves. But no, something that I like, so I love looking at that. I love, but you do a lot of that on your Instagram, where you'll like talk about like celebrities and be like, it's this person's birthday.
Yeah. Mm.
And I always say that, like, my birthday, so the people that have been born on my, so June 29th, which is like a rare-ish birthday, because it's not like the 28th is a really common birthday. So like the 29th for some reason is like rare-ish, and then the 30th is again, and then the first week of July as well.
Yeah.
But most babies are born in September, which I find is mad.
Yeah, there's a lot of Virgos out there.
Yeah,
there's a ton of Virgos out there. But abs from 5.
Who's on your birthday?
And I remember thinking when I was younger, we were meant to be together. It's like, it's the same birthday.
Thinking that that's just the requirement for a perfect match.
Yeah, honestly. Well, you know, when you're a kid, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
we're the same. He's the male version of me.
We're actually meant to be together. Yeah. He's the male version of me. And Nicole Scherzinger. So just so random, but also so gas. Because then you find out some other people. Because most serial killers are cancers.
What? I thought it was Sagittarius.
No, most serial killers are cancers. Mm. Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I better watch myself, so.
Are you a Sag?
Yeah.
You're a Sag. Oh, what day?
30th of November.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because something else that I really believe in is, and you're probably going to disprove this completely, can't wait, is I think there's a massive difference between the month that you were born.
Yeah.
So I'm a June Cancer, and you're a July Cancer.
Yeah.
And I would say we are very different presenting for a lot of our kind of like with a lot of our stuff, because I feel like all of that, like, because the biggest annoyance for me is when people talk about like how emotional cancers are, and I'm like, have you met me? Do you know me? And for me, I'm like, the emotion is never outward, it's always inward.
I'm crying all the time, so.
Are you crying? Are you a crier?
Oh, I cried.
She's crying right now, people. She's crying right now.
I'm just so happy to be here.
All the July Cancers I know are big criers, real like emotions on their sleeve, real that like kind of maternal energy. Do you know? Mm-hmm. Like not maternal, but maternal, big maternal energy vibe.
Yeah.
You know? Versus me and two other girls that I know that were born the day before me and the day after me, both June Cancers. We're all very similar. We're all quite like hard up.
Yeah.
So I always think that there's a big difference between a December Sag versus a November Sag like all those other things. So
yeah, I mean, obviously the rest of your chart plays into it as well. But like there is a difference astrologically between the months.
Yeah.
So like, each sign is broken up into 30 degrees. So you can essentially split the sign into three then. Mm. So like the first 10 degrees is said to be kind of the most heightened version of that sign. So that would be like your November Sagittarius or like your June Cancers.
My mind is blown because, apologies already, July Leos, I have never come across an ego like a July Leo.
Yeah, that's actually
I
very true.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Think of, like, genuinely, July Leos, I'm like, woo!
Yeah. They're the most Leo Leos.
Yeah.
And that is so, so I'm like, ooh. Now I'm like, ooh. Anyway,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, that's in mind with that a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, so you'd have, like, the first 10 degrees is, like, the most heightened version. And then you'd have, like, the middle 10 degrees would be like, say for Sagittarius would be like the Aries version of Sagittarius.
That's you.
That's me.
So like you'd be more like confident, more high energy, more driven. And then you'd have the last 10 degrees would be like the Leo version of Sagittarius. So more like showy, and like you'd be kind of making jokes to be the center of attention kind of thing.
Ah,
right. See, now, because me and my cousin are both Sages a year apart, and she's like, I always kind of thought of a Sag as kind of like confident but laid back enough, like not uptight or like kind of adventurous and stuff. If she was any more laid back, she'd be going backwards. So I would have thought like she was just the more laid back of But she's not, she can be showy. But then it depends on the other size, I suppose.
Yeah, like, and you can also, like, it depends on, like, obviously your life experience and stuff as well. You're going to lean into more, some more traits of your sign than others.
Mm.
Like, so I'm a twin, and we're obviously the same
everything
birth chart.
Yeah.
But, like, he'd be much more kind of the athletic side of Sagittarius and like the physical side of it, whereas I'm more like kind of
dancing in the sitting room,
the goofy or like philosophical side.
Yeah,
like he does think astrology is a little shite, so he wouldn't.
Yeah, but it's like, I think Tom's a twin, Tom's a fraternal twin as well, so he's got a twin sister. They are so different. And I'm like, but it's mad because I'm like, I wonder what her, oh no, replacements are the same as your replacements.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wonder, oh no, that just makes sense. But there is signs that play better in men, and there are signs that play better in females, because they always say, like, a female Cancer, that's where it's supposed to be, because it's, like, the woman sign of the zodiac.
Mm.
And then a male Capricorn, because that's, like, the man, da-da, of the
zodiac. The man, da-da.
But, like, what... So, do you know a bit about that, or have you heard that?
Well, like, there are obviously signs that are associated with, like, masculine or feminine.
Mm-hmm.
But I always think it's more about kind of tapping into both sides of yourself. Like, obviously, even though you might identify as female, you do have like feminine and masculine sides to yourself.
Yeah.
So it's about kind of balancing that. Like, I don't think it's necessarily linked to one gender or anything like that. I think it's just embracing both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just always thought that that was interesting, because in particular, you always see that about, because I don't know why, is it because of the equinox about Cancer and Capricorn, or why is it like, why are they the ones that are like, that's the man, that's the dad?
Is it with like the part of the body that they relate to? Isn't it?
Yeah, well, see, like Cancer is ruled by the moon, which is linked with the mother. So it is a sign that's more associated with females than the mother. But it could be like a man with more nurturing qualities as well. Like, I don't like to kind of say like Cancer is feminine or like, you know,
but Cancer men are the worst. Oh my
no
god,
comment.
They are demons sent from hell.
Yeah,
they are the worst. They're horrible.
Oh my god, yeah.
They're genuinely, I've never you know, I honestly, any, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. And everybody who's dated a Cancer man is like, whoa. So yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But I find Capricorn women, I no, you're not a fan.
I have had I've had a lot of like prince, so I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of like principals or deputy principals that I've worked with that have been Capricorns and been fucking nightmares. So,
but Capricorn's the ambition sign, isn't it? It's like the the driven, the kind of the
boss woman. Bitch.
Yeah.
She yo sign.
She, yeah. She, yeah. Girl boss. Girl bossery.
Girl, boss.
Girl bossery from the principles.
But there's kind of like a coldness or like a lack of empathy that can come with that kind of girl boss energy thing at times, and I don't fuck with it.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Okay.
But that's why I always thought it was interesting, because it's like Capricorn is the sign, like, you know, I just feel like you know a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you meet a Capricorn and you're like, you're absolutely a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's confirmed, you're like, I fucking knew it. Because there is that real, like, it's just a very removed energy, but very driven, very kind of like great in a, like on a working team. Do you know, great if they're like willing to actually, you know, put their smarts to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I always find it funny though, that it is always like, managerial positions
always
are in the Capricorns. I'm like,
astrology is real.
That's so funny. So let's talk a little bit more before you guys go about what you do and like the markets and all that other kind of stuff. So obviously you got Astro Huns on the Instagram, which is just at Astro Huns.
Yeah,
Huns with an S.
That'll be linked in the show notes, so just scroll down wherever you're listening to this.
I'm on TikTok as well.
Oh,
I have like Facebook and Twitter as well, but I don't
Yeah, same.
Really fucking using. So yeah, it's just like Instagram and TikTok would be the main ones that I use.
Would you do lives?
Sometimes, but I'm just so busy.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah,
being a teacher.
There's, because I always see, but you know, scrolling through TikTok, I always see people doing card readings and stuff like that, or like, because you can make a fair bit of money off that.
Mm.
Oh yeah,
I have done like readings live, but like then like
you've done it on Instagram as well.
Yeah, but then like, you know, sometimes when you're doing a live, the timing isn't matching up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're just sitting there like waiting for things to come in, and you're like, this is awkward as fuck.
You have to start, hi, I'm just waiting for everybody to come in.
Yeah.
Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, thank you.
thank you.
Oh, my top, thank you.
Yeah. It's Sarah.
Last season, sorry. Right, okay, so you have some pop ups coming up. Can you give us the. Actually, when this comes out, you have two.
Yeah.
On the day. Yeah. So. Lads, leave your houses now. Go. Go.
So we've two on Sunday the 18th.
Yeah.
So we're going to be at a Rainbow Umbrella Market. It's at Square Ball
on
12 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to be at Sam's Collective, which is an open mic night. Whoa. So we're just going to sell there as vendors. So that is from 6 to 11, is it? Or 12? It's late. So.
Jesus, that's a long day.
Yeah.
Did you guys also do merch?
Yeah. Yeah,
which is so, and you do jewellery.
Yeah, so Alex makes
the
jewellery.
I make the jewellery. That is my main.
That's your
jewellery.
So you're like the business. You're the business.
You're
the
CEO.
You're
the business bitch.
Yeah, so I kind of got into the jewellery maybe about like 8 or 9 months ago. And I just did like a little course in it, and then like wanted to kind of like mesh them just to bring it to the markets, like, we kind of, like a little sparkly thing, come up to our table, oh, hello, astrology, like, those are really so.
I love your names as well, Astro Huns, it's really.
It's so Irish, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
so.
What's funny about the name, though, is, like, obviously, I created the page when I didn't even know Alex.
Yeah.
And like I called it Astro Huns, so it's like
Astro
the stars
expected. It was a canon event.
Yeah.
I love it. The earrings that you're wearing, did you make them?
I did, yeah.
Oh, they're lovely. I noticed them when these are coming in. Yeah, they're lovely. Your little pride hoops, they're lovely. Yeah,
cool. And you do like tees and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, so we do like t-shirts and prints, and we're gonna probably do more stuff soon. We're just kind of like working with new methods and things like that, so we'll probably be releasing a bit more.
Yeah.
And
then there's like calendars and
calendars,
diaries and all like your astrology dates and stuff in them. And
that's cool.
That's so cool,
That's cool.
Would you do like made to order kind of things for people who want to like get a like a birth chart kind of little
down for somebody? I was actually thinking of starting to do that kind of stuff, but like,
As in like the chart, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do have charts
like a
for
print
like
of like some chart.
That'll
you know the way that people buy people stars for their birthdays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Might be something to look into. The aim here is to get you out of the teach and get you out of the pharma, and we're going.
We're going
global, girlies. Fucking look it, we'll be our managers. Fuck it. We believe in you. So you have those two pop ups on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Which is the day that this comes out. Did you say you had another one coming up on it?
So we have the Libertine Market, is it?
The Market Crawl,
yeah.
So it's kind of like a pub crawl, but with markets.
That's cool.
Nice. Yeah.
So there's like four different pubs that it's in, and like there's like a little walking route between them. Like so, it's like loads of different vendors. Like,
how do you even find out about markets?
That's
the algorithm.
She's a fucking CEO.
She
needs to look out for this stuff. Have you got links for those? Could I put them in the show notes?
We have links for them. Like if you just follow the Instagram as well, like we'll post whenever we're doing markets.
And then we're doing like the RDS in September. That's like a big 3-day event.
What is it?
It's the mind body experience.
Oh, yeah. That's like a spiritual, like a home show, but for spiritualists.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I love
it. There's one in Dublin and one in Cork.
Yeah.
So we're doing both of them. And I'm also be doing like a talk on like astrology. Hun is what I'm going to call
it. Oh, I love it.
So kind of explaining the basics. So for anyone who wants to kind of learn a little bit, come along and.
Yeah, it's a chance to get like a bit of like Q&A in as well, like, for free. So.
And obviously get a reading.
Yeah.
Support the business.
Exactly.
Oh, that's amazing. Stunning.
The fact that it's called Hun
is... I love it. The marketing's great.
I do have like a YouTube series that I call Astrology Hunna Hun.
So you're on YouTube too.
Yeah.
Why the fuck do you get all the time for this?
I don't fucking know. I don't sleep. I'm exhausted. She's driven.
She has drive. She just has like motivation, which we just do not have. We use our day jobs as an excuse. You have one as well, and it's even fucking more like draining. I don't know how you do it. Really don't. Girls, thanks so much for coming on. It's been so interesting.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. It's been fun.
No, it really has. So look out for all of the bits. Go and follow their Instagram. Keep an eye on it. I can't wait to get into it now, like, yeah. You know what I mean? I really want to, like, because now I just have a bit more. That's exactly what I needed, was a layman's terms understanding of
what's going on
to really look into it. And I'm going to study Adams like you wouldn't really.
I hope like, it makes sense to your, like, your listeners and everything like that.
Yeah, no, I think like, it did. I think with me asking me stupid questions, that's what I think I might have done. But obviously, you're on Instagram, if people have questions.
And like with my readings as well, I try to kind of. I do like different levels of one, so like the basic version that you can get if you know nothing about astrology, that it just breaks it down into really simple terms. So if you are looking to get more into it,
if you want to dip the toe
to astrohunts.com.
They're out the website now, fuck off, like they're flying out. We've been at this for 4 years, we don't even have a website yet. Stay with us. Girls, thanks a million again. It's been great having you on, and to all of you, we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.